Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Practical Memory by I.C. Robledo is a straightforward self-improvement guide focused on building everyday recall without turning memory training into an academic hobby. Positioned within the Intellectual Toolkit series, the book frames memory as a learnable skill shaped by attention, organization, and consistent practice rather than as a fixed trait. Its promise is practical: remember names, dates, tasks, facts, and key details when they matter, while reducing the frustration of mental blanks and constant rechecking. The approach blends classic mnemonic principles with modern productivity logic, emphasizing that better memory starts with better input. Instead of treating forgetting as a personal failure, the book encourages readers to understand the mechanisms behind recall and to set up supportive systems. Readers can expect techniques that fit busy schedules, along with guidance on applying them to common situations like conversations, reading, studying, and work commitments. Overall, it serves as an accessible entry point for anyone who wants reliable memory tools that translate quickly into daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, memory begins with attention and intention. A central theme is that most everyday forgetting is not a storage problem, but an input problem. If you only half notice a person's name, skim a set of instructions, or let your mind wander during a meeting, the brain receives weak signals and later recall becomes unreliable. The book emphasizes cultivating intention at the moment of encoding, deciding that something matters, slowing down briefly, and giving the detail a clear mental landing spot. Practical strategies often include reducing distractions, single-tasking for short bursts, and using simple focusing cues such as repeating key information in your own words. The author also highlights the role of emotional and personal relevance, encouraging readers to connect new information to goals, curiosity, or immediate utility. In daily life, this can look like pausing after an introduction to link the name to a visual feature, a context, or a meaningful association. The takeaway is empowering. You do not need a perfect brain, you need better capture habits. By treating attention as the gatekeeper of memory, readers can improve recall rapidly with small behavioral changes that cost little time but dramatically strengthen encoding. Secondly, association and visualization as the engines of recall. The guide leans on a classic mnemonic principle. Memory improves when information is transformed into vivid, connected representations. Abstract details like names, numbers, and lists are harder to retrieve because they lack strong hooks. By converting them into images, stories, or concrete associations, you create multiple retrieval paths. The book explains how linking a new item to something you already know can make recall feel effortless because the brain prefers networks over isolated facts. Visualization techniques encourage exaggeration, movement, and distinctiveness, since unusual images are easier to remember than neutral ones. For example, remembering a grocery list becomes simpler when items are placed into a quirky mental scene, or when each object interacts in a memorable sequence. The same logic applies to remembering people. Connect a name to a visual pun, a meaningful attribute, or a situational anchor. Importantly, the book frames these methods as practical rather than theatrical. You are not performing in your head, you are giving your memory something it can grip. Over time, readers can develop a repeatable habit, translate, link, and rehearse briefly, turning recall into a skillful process instead of a hope. Thirdly, everyday mnemonics for names, numbers, and facts. Beyond general principles, the book focuses on common real-world pain points, forgetting names after introductions, losing track of numbers, and failing to retain what you read. It presents mnemonic tools that can be applied quickly in social and professional settings. For names, the method typically combines careful listening, immediate repetition, and an association that ties the sound of the name to an image, then anchors it to the person's face or a defining feature. For numbers, the book points readers towards structured systems that convert digits into more memorable forms, such as images or word-like representations, making phone numbers or dates easier to reconstruct. For facts and reading retention, the emphasis shifts to extracting key ideas, paraphrasing, and forming questions that your brain can answer later. The author also stresses that recall improves when you practice retrieval rather than endlessly rereading. Small self-tests, quick summaries, and spaced revisits help lock in details. Taken together, these techniques aim to make memory usable on demand, so you can recall information naturally in conversation, at work, or during study without relying solely on notes or repeated exposure. Fourthly, spaced repetition and simple review routines. A major practical insight is that forgetting follows patterns, and you can work with those patterns instead of fighting them. The book encourages a review cadence that revisits information at increasing intervals, a principle commonly known as spaced repetition. Rather than cramming or trying to hold everything in working memory, you schedule brief check-ins soon after learning, later the same day, then after a few days, and again after longer gaps. This approach strengthens long-term recall while keeping total study time reasonable. The author positions review as a lifestyle habit, not a classroom ritual. In daily life, this may mean quickly recalling meeting action items before you leave your desk, revisiting a person's name after a conversation, or summarizing an article the next morning. The process is efficient because it focuses on retrieval, which is the act that builds memory. The book also suggests building lightweight systems to support review, such as a simple notebook, flashcards, or a digital reminder routine, while keeping the focus on mental practice rather than app complexity. The outcome is dependable memory under real conditions, achieved through brief, consistent repetition. Lastly, building a memory-friendly lifestyle and mental organization, the book broadens from tactics to habits by showing how memory performance is shaped by daily routines and mental clutter. When sleep is poor, stress is high, and tasks are scattered across multiple channels, the brain wastes energy managing noise instead of encoding and retrieving information. The author encourages readers to support memory with basic cognitive hygiene, adequate rest, manageable stress, and clearer organization of commitments. Another key idea is externalizing what does not need to be memorized, so mental resources can be reserved for what matters most. Using calendars, checklists, and consistent capture systems reduces anxiety-driven forgetting and prevents the common trap of trying to remember everything at once. At the same time, the book argues that using tools should not replace memory training, but complement it. You keep crucial information accessible in your mind while storing logistical details reliably outside it. The result is a balanced approach, sharpen recall skills, improve focus, and create an environment where remembering becomes easier. This topic ties the book together by turning isolated memory tricks into a sustainable practice that fits modern life, where information overload is often the real challenge. In conclusion, practical memory is best suited for readers who feel mentally overloaded and want reliable, low-friction methods to remember names, tasks, and important details at work, school, or home. It is also a strong fit for students, professionals, and lifelong learners who read frequently but struggle to retain what they consume. The main benefit is that it reframes memory as a skill built through attention, association, and deliberate review. When you apply these ideas, everyday life becomes smoother, introductions feel less awkward, commitments are easier to track, and learning becomes more efficient because you spend less time relearning what you already covered. The book is worth buying compared to similar memory titles because it keeps the focus on practical application, not competitive memorization or overly complex systems. It aims to deliver tools that can be used immediately in normal situations, supported by routines that are realistic for busy schedules. Instead of promising a magical brain upgrade, it offers a workable framework: capture information cleanly, transform it into memorable cues, and revisit it just enough to make it stick. For readers seeking usable memory improvement with minimal fluff, it provides strong value. If you would like to support IC Robledo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.